Message number 26. The next life. Saturday, December 11, 2010 at 09:15. My dearly beloved daughter, you are ready now to move forward and continue with the task of completing my holy book of truth. You, my daughter, have been undergoing the cleansing required to give you the strength for this work. My children, so caught up in this world of two parts, do not realize that soon all will be one. The two parts involve sorrow and joy. Sorrow exists in the world in a way that causes deep confusion and despair. It is a sorrow unlike any other since the foundation of earth. The sorrow that is felt today is based on loss which has come about because material things have been taken away. There is also the longing for peace in mind, body and soul. This will only come about through humility, acceptance and love of my eternal Father. Then there is the joy. I smile with love when my children laugh, smile and enjoy themselves. This is a gift from me. Laughter and joy is an important gift to mankind once it is pure and not at the expense of each other. My children of little faith, it is hard, I know, to stop and say I am turning back to God. So many of you are unaware as to who the Eternal Father is. Few understand that He watches over them every single day of their lives, each and every one of them. He smiles, laughs and feels a great sense of joy when His children are happy. He does not, however, look with favor on those whose joy or assumption of joy is achieved without love in their hearts. I, your Savior Jesus Christ, love you all, my children, too. Yet I am one with my eternal Father. I smile on you all and hope that you will come back to me. Come on to me, my children, as one, and move towards me with open hearts. For many of my children, the messages which refer to my second coming on earth strikes fear in their hearts. There is no need to fear. This will be a moment of absolute joy, glory and pure happiness. Because for all of you who turn your hearts back to me, I will hold you in my arms and will cry tears of joy. Believers, please, please pray now for those who do not believe or who have lost their way. The farmer who rounds up his flock will always strive to seek out relentlessly the ones who are lost. The sweetness of victory he feels when they come back with his fold is similar to that feeling I get when my lost children return to me. Children, even during moments of joy and laughter on this earth, please remember one thing. This is but a glimmer of the pure happiness and joy that will exist on the new earth when the lost paradise emerges. When this happens, the chosen people, those who live good lives, believe in their Creator, will join with the resurrected dead. Those people, friends and family who have passed from this life, will join with me in this new glorious eternity. Remember, children, it is important not to take this earth for granted, nor to assume everything in it is under your control, because it is not. As you continue to be consumed by its promises, disappointments, joys and wonders, remember it is only a temporary place, a passing stage before entering my Father's kingdom, the new heaven and earth which becomes one. One final call, my children, pray to me in your own words. Ask me to guide you. Ask me to show you love and the truth in a way that will make sense. Don't keep your head buried in the sand, or you will not enjoy the glory of the new earth. Empty path to nothingness. Children who sneer and deny me will tell you there is no life after this one. Let me assure you, they are not only denying themselves access to paradise, instead they are choosing an empty path to nothingness. In some cases they are following the deceit of the deceiver, the evil one, who moves so silently and with a deadly prowess that they, not believing he exists, follow blindly holding his hand through the gates of hell. My suffering in Garden of Gethsemane. When my believers see these people strut arrogantly and boasting of their atheism, they feel a terrible suffering. They who have taken up my cross feel the agony I suffer during my time in the Garden of Gethsemane. This is where I knew that even though I willingly made the ultimate sacrifice when I accepted death as a means to give my children a chance to win a place in my Father's kingdom, I knew deep down it would not make a difference to some of my children. This was the worst agony and the one that made me sweat blood. The terror I felt for those lost souls still exists in me today. Those of you who ask, if you are God or you are Jesus Christ, then surely you can do anything? My answer is, of course, except for one thing. I cannot interfere with your free will given to mankind. It will be up to my children to make this their final choice of their own free will. Your loving Christ. Your Savior Jesus Christ.